Joseph Topping died from multiple stab wounds that caused major blood loss. A forensic pathologist testified Monday as the trial of his accused murderer entered its second week. The 31-year-old Elliot Lakeman had 17 stab wounds to various parts of his body. Dr. Michael D'Agostino, who did the post-mortem examination in February 2018, told jurors. The autopsy revealed wounds that included 4 to his head, 5 to his torso, 4 to the back of one thigh, and 1 on each hand, the Sioux Area Hospital pathologist said. D'Agostino concluded they were caused by repeated forceful thrusts with a pointed, edged instrument, such as a knife. The force was significant and substantial enough to penetrate clothing, skin, tissue and bones multiple times, he said. 3 of these wounds were significant enough to have caused death on their own, or in combination with other injuries, D'Agostino said. Brad Southwind has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in connection with the death of a man who has been described as his best friend. Topping's frozen body was located February 14, 2018 in a woody marsh area behind his Elliott Lake apartment building, located at 149 Mississauga Avenue. D'Agostino did the autopsy over 3 days, February, 22, 23 and in 26 he told prosecutor Karen Pritchard, as he outlined the dozens of injuries inflicted on the victim. One of the significant stab wounds, on the right side of Topping's neck, entered his chest cavity, causing extensive hemorrhaging, the expert said. It was 6 centimeters deep and injured a major blood vessel, the left jugular vein, and occurred when Topping was alive. Another wound on the left side of his chest was 3.5 cm deep and penetrated his lung, causing injury to that major organ, D'Agostino said. The third wound on the upper right back penetrated the other lung. It had a depth of 4 centimeters. Topping's death was probably rapid, the doctor said. He died within minutes of his injuries. There also were numerous cuts on Topping's body, including stab injuries to his hands which can represent a pattern of defensive wounds, he said. As well, there were other injuries, such as bruises, abrasions and lacerations, which D'Agostino described as blunt force injuries. Toxicological reports found a cannabis product and meth in the victim's system. As well, medications, including an antidepressant, 2 antipsychotic drugs and an anticonvulsive type of drug were detected. None of the prescription medications or the stimulants caused the man's death, D'Agostino said. During cross-examination by defense lawyer Don Oraziati, the pathologist indicated he doesn't know the sequence of the wounds. He agreed that it is a possibility they could have occurred in a frenzy or a fight. When Oraziati suggested that things can happen when illicit drugs and prescribed drugs are mixed, D'Agostino replied, potentially.